This is my last red flag warning. He adored me before he completely destroyed me. So thank you for giving me a reason. My last fucking reason. My reason to leave. Now I got my reason to leave. Yeah, I got my reason to leave. Yeah, I got.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, whenever you guys are listening to this. This is Justin with JR Entertainment, host of the A-List podcast. It is currently Friday afternoon. This is probably going to get posted on Saturday. But we've got special guests, the Queens of Petty, Jamie and Danny from the band Chris, on today's show. So welcome, you guys. Thank you for coming. And how are you guys doing?
Oh, well, thank you so much for having us.
I love the Petty.
Queen of Petty.
That, should we change our band name? No, I'm just kidding.
Just kidding.
I'm considering it.
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. A little warm in here, though.
Yeah, I just turned on our air conditioning. Yeah. So I was dying.
Yeah.
I don't have air conditioning.
Oh, you got to get some fans
there. I also have the fan on full blast.
You got the fan on the ceiling.
I should get that.
Yes. It works wonders.
Yes, fans do. So you mentioned that you, jokingly, of course, said that you were thinking about changing the name of the band. And it is called the band Chris.
Yes.
Where did the name come from?
So the name of our band is named after our brother. So our brother is the... our oldest brother here.
So there's six of us. Yeah, there's six of us. And it was, so it's a boy, that's Chris, and then five girls were the two youngest. And he was a musician and, you know, had the same big dream that we have.
Yeah.
That we're currently chasing. But unfortunately, you know, had a long battle of depression and suicide complications led to his death. So we decided to let his name live on through our music. Yeah. We're like, well, that way he kind of...
His dream kind of comes true. Yeah.
He played way different music.
Like metal.
Yeah, but that's what we are. Yeah, the band Chris.
Yeah, so it's after our brother.
Yep.
That's awesome, and that's so sweet of you guys. How did the family take it when you guys came out and said, hey, we want to name ourselves after Chris?
Good question, actually.
But it was a really good response.
Yeah, actually. I feel like actually when we created the band Chris, it actually brought a lighter, like the conversation.
Wasn't forgotten.
Like it brought
it made
more,
his spirit alive. I feel
it actually was.
Opened conversations.
Yeah, now I feel like it's like kept his spirit alive because we've actually had when one of his friends, well, actually, we're now in contact with two of his bandmates, and the person he actually was living with before he passed, his best friend, he happened to look up Chris's name one day on the internet, because we haven't talked to them since the funeral.
He was just thinking about our brother. And
like, somebody was telling him to just Google his name, and then that's when the band Chris came up. And so he emailed us, and we got an email one day from
his best friend.
And it was so crazy because our parents hadn't seen him like
so he sent us a picture of them on the email.
And it was like, it was so crazy. But so it actually has brought like, and then he brought his family over for dinner. And then obviously John Townsend is such a big part of our lives.
And that was Chris's best friend also.
Like childhood best friend too.
Like, and now we work with him with music. And
so I feel like the family has loved it because it's really brought all of, like, the memories of Chris back in a positive way.
Yeah, it's really changed the conversation.
Yeah.
In a better way.
Like, we can talk about him without being sad.
Yeah.
It's more like...
Because his name is brought up all the time.
Yeah. Now it's like, the band Chris. Like, it's positive things.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Like, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things that you don't really hear about that often with today's... I love that because with the way that mental health is talked about these days, you know, it's talked about, but it's not talked about that much.
Yeah, totally. I absolutely agree with that.
Like, you know, everybody's like, you know, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, up here in, I think it's January. We have the Bell Health Talk Day, and that's where, you know, they donate money to mental health. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't even think of it now.
I totally get what that happens.
But, you know, nobody really talks about the effects of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's so true. And,
you know, whether it's somebody that tries to commit suicide and passes away, or they try it and they don't, nobody really talks about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true.
So having you guys name the band Chris, to me, I feel like it opens up a whole new door, not only for you guys to be able to talk about it with your family, but to talk about it with the media and podcast shows. You know, so that we can get that awareness out there and be able to talk about the long-term effects that it does have on family members.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like it's brought up, the conversation more now. Like, you start, honestly, it's like depression obviously runs in our family because every single sibling struggled with depression. But because of Chris, it like made us all keep each other in check. Like, hey, are you, we know if one of us is off, we know to check in.
Like we're not, we don't fear that conversation anymore.
Because it's like,
we talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like it's such a normal conversation for us to have.
Yeah, very normal.
It's not such a taboo conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
On a different note, I'm seeing you guys. You're seeing me. Yes. You know who I am. Which one is which? Who's Jamie? Who's Danny?
So I'm Danny.
And I'm Jamie.
Awesome. There isn't really much on the internet about you guys personally. There's just, you know, talking about the band. You guys mentioned on Instagram last week, I think it was, or this week, that you guys got accepted into college.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Congratulations. Thank you. You guys are now going to Chapman.
Yes.
What are you guys taking?
We're studying English. So
I thought you said faking, so I was like, oh, yeah, we faked already. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're studying English. At Chapman,
nice. And that's in California?
Yes. So it's actually like 30 minutes from our home. Yeah. So no, we didn't really make it too far.
We picked the closest one that we got into.
Yeah. Yeah. So we waited till last minute to actually accept the offer. We wanted to see all the options and wait it out.
And then we picked the one that's closest to home.
Well, I mean, that way you guys can go home and see the family. Like, go home and see the family. Because you guys are originally from California, are you not?
Yeah. So we're still in our childhood home.
Yeah.
I am jealous.
We missed it.
Yeah. Back. So, because when we lived in Nashville, that's when I think it occurred to us that we're like, oh, why are we trying to run away from home?
Yeah,
home
we were like, great. Let's go back.
Yeah.
So I applied to California College.
So that's when we kind of made our decision after being out of the state.
Yeah. Realizing. You don't realize how good you have it until you're gone, and then
The weather I missed a lot. It was in family. It's hard not being around your, you know, loved ones. You know, you want to, especially with our nieces and nephews, we just want to see them grow. You know. And
yeah, you miss like they grow every day. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that. I'm away from my family, so.
Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Manitoba, which is a province here in Canada. I'm from Canada.
Oh, got it. I didn't know where.
Yeah.
Because I saw the location, but I didn't know where that was.
Yes. No, I live in Canada. I'm living in Edmonton right now, the capital of Alberta.
Oh, okay.
I'm originally from Manitoba, which is two provinces east. Yeah, east.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
I failed geography.
That's funny. I'm really bad at geography.
All of our sisters are history majors. We're like, we did not get that.
Yeah, we didn't get that. So, yeah, I have no idea where that is, but I know where Canada is.
Yes, our grandparents are from there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And our oldest sister, she on her honeymoon went to British Columbia, and they fell in love.
Yeah, she was trying to convince us to move to Canada for a while.
Yeah, she did try and convince us, which I was on
board. I know, I want to visit. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's so pretty over there.
Yeah, I know Grandma and Grandpa both grew up there.
Yeah.
Whereabouts did they grow up? Like, are they from BC or?
They're from,
it's not with an M.
Montreal?
Oh, yeah. I know, I remember hearing that. I think Montreal is one.
Do they speak French there? I know
yes.
They're speaking French.
Okay, then that's why.
Because, okay, then that would make sense.
Yes. So that's
fair. Yeah, they're both from there. But they met in California. Isn't that weird?
Small world.
Very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually. But yeah, if you guys get the chance, come up.
Yes.
Oh, we'll definitely have that on our list to visit.
Yes.
Because it is absolutely beautiful. Your sister's not kidding.
Really? Oh, I really want
to know. In the summer, BC is absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
it's been a long time since I've been there, but.
How far is that from you?
Sorry?
How far is that from you, where you live?
One province over.
What is that?
a province is basically the same to you guys as a state.
Oh, okay.
We're broken, and I'm probably going to get killed by my Canadian listeners. we have 10 provinces and 3 territories, which is still the same. It is the same to us. Like, for us, it's just provinces. For you guys, it's states. Okay. We're Atlantic to Pacific Ocean.
Oh, okay.
Well, I learned something.
You didn't. Yeah, because I didn't know that. That's so interesting. I need to visit.
And we're, directly north of the U.S., so.
Okay. Okay, that totally makes sense. That's so interesting. I didn't mean that.
I know.
Sorry, I've got my window open in here because it's hot, and I think I just heard thunder.
Oh, wow. That's opposite weather over here.
Yeah.
I'll take the rain.
Really?
Oh, we're high maintenance when it comes to weather.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it, but it's true.
You're just high maintenance, period.
Yeah, that's true. That's
fair enough.
That's true.
It's very true.
You guys mentioned that you did move to Nashville for a little bit. How long were you guys there?
Two years.
2 years?
Yes.
And how much of a culture shock was it going from California to Nashville, because you guys are surfer boys and
we have this situation, but
like
we got there, they don't like you if you're from California, I learned,
or they just don't like us. I don't know.
No, we'd be like, where are you from? This seriously happened so many times. We're like, we're from California, and they're like, go back. I was like, oh
yeah, like they were nice until you said California.
They do not like you. They don't like California.
That's very interesting. But honestly, I feel like for a culture shock, I would say it's honestly, I think it's just, we're high maintenance. So I think, and we also are very, the whole transition of being away from family, being, different, moving on your own. I think we were struggling more. So it was hard for us to really take advantage of the full, like we did with music as much as we could, but at the same time, I feel like, we didn't network as much as we probably could have. Because I feel like there's so many great musicians out there, and we kind of stayed in our apartment because we were like, oh, I'm scared.
It's raining so hard. We didn't know how to drive. I know it sounds so stupid, but we did not know how to drive in rain because it does not rain in California, barely. And so you go, and we're like, I was like, Mom, I don't know. I cannot drive to school, or I cannot drive to the music event because it would be rain. I obviously had to learn because I learned it rains every day there. So different from what we are used to. And like, I don't know.
Yeah. It did teach though that like, cause I know so many people over there, people come from all over and they move there and they do great. So I think it was us. Like,
yeah.
They
were the problem for sure.
Yeah. Like I think we're just high maintenance. So I think we were just actually, I feel like we're struggling with our depression very much during that time. So we did have a problem, like, connecting with people. I feel like looking at Instagram now and seeing all these people over there, I'm like, wow, they're doing great. They're connecting, making friends, songwriting, And I think it was just like, so we definitely, during that time, we weren't at our fullest potential as just individuals,
Yeah, when we got back, if you think about it, we got on our antidepressant after.
You're right.
So it was like,
We're struggling. We were really struggling. So I would say the culture shock, it probably wouldn't have been so crazy if it weren't for us. But since we were just struggling, we had a hard time adjusting.
And I mean, it's bound to happen no matter who you are or your mental health, because you're moving from somewhere that you know to somewhere that you don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Exactly. With no one that we don't know anyone either.
Yeah.
Like, it was not someone you can call when you're, I mean, we did have family about like 2 hours away, but again, we wouldn't drive that far because we're like, oh, it's going to rain. And then we're going to get, well,
then also, I mean, we're used to earthquakes. The tornado happened. That was
shocking. Yeah, that was like, really scary.
That was so scary. I had no idea what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, just so many things that we weren't used to, like,
mm-hmm. And we're living in the city. I mean, Nashville, yeah, like we're living right in the city, and I feel like we're in the suburbs. So that was a big difference.
It was
just change. But I think the ultimate change was not having your family there. If you have your family, you have someone to, I mean, we have each other, but we get sick of each other. We fight a lot.
Yeah. So. We're in like a one room studio together, and we spent every second together. So we, it was an interesting time.
I mean, I remember to be going downstairs to the lobby of the apartment building in my pajamas, and it was like a Friday night, and there's people on the bars out there, and I was just inside crying in the corner because we were fighting, and I felt so sad. And but people were really nice. I will say
that is a different thing. Everyone's the southern, they call it the southern
charm, hospitality. Yeah, they someone came in. Yeah. Someone came in while I was crying, and again, it was like a Friday night, people were doing their thing, and he came into the building and was like, hey, are you okay? And I just wasn't used to that. I was like, oh, whoa, someone cares. But
people don't care.
Over here, they just walk right past you. So it was different.
So how are things generally with you guys as a band, as sisters, because you guys do still spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
So how much do you guys piss each other off and just like
We even got a little argument right before calling you. But we worked it out. I think it depends. We go through phases where we're really good. We just like, we know our communication. We're like, hey, I'm not doing good right now. You're gonna upset me really easily. I'm gonna go to my room.
Our communication, we've had really work on that, because before it would just, we're good at being petty
I think the problem is we when we're going through something, like as in like right now, I think we're in this phase of like the transition in our life. You know, we're about to go to college, and then we also we've been babysitting our nieces and nephews during the week, so we're busy doing that, and then we spend time together doing that in music. I think
and going to the same school.
Yeah, I so
we also spend, share friends.
Yeah, so I think during phases, I think this, last week or so, we've been fighting a little more, but we realize how stupid it is the stuff we're fighting over.
And it's usually rooted from just like exhaustion or
like other stuff, and then we take it out on each other.
Yeah. But it's made our communication really great.
As long as we just
have to tell each other, like, hey, everything you say right now is gonna annoy me, so don't.
Yeah, we're like, just don't talk to me. I just need to go.
That's basically what we do too. Get through spending this much time together.
Which we need to remember that for this week, because we've been fighting a lot. So I think it's because we've been like, we like to push each other's buttons, mm-hmm. So that's the problem. We need to work on that.
How close are you guys in age?
3 years apart. So yes. I'm 21 and she's 24, right?
I'm 24.
Her birthday is in March. Never mind. That wasn't recent. It felt recent for a second.
A couple months ago.
Yeah, like I felt like, oh, there's just
older than I am.
So she's 24.
Hey, don't feel bad, because I don't even know my own siblings' ages.
Honestly, actually, same with my older ones. I don't know. I get them all confused. They're like,
I feel like I just make them all 30, and that's
but they're past 30. Yeah, that's so true. She just turned
25. Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Okay, we do know.
We do know.
I did manage to find a few articles on you guys in different magazines on the internet. In some of them, you guys have been called a pop duo. What genre would you guys classify your guys' selves as because of the move to Nashville? Would you guys consider it like a pop country or?
We used to be.
We used to be.
That.
We, yeah. In 2018, we were pop country.
That was like, boom.
And that's why we moved. And then when we got there, we actually heard real country music. And
we're like, whoa, we are not.
We realized in our head, we created the sound of, like, we considered it country, and it wasn't out there.
So, and then we're like, okay, we're pop.
Yeah.
We've stuck with that ever since.
So. Yeah, so we do consider ourselves pop.
Yes.
This is going to be a fun question. As I mentioned, and as the title of the show goes, you guys are the queens of petty. Where do you guys get your ideas for your songs from?
Real experiences, that's for sure. Well, we're pretty specific in our songs.
I wish we could write songs that weren't about, because sometimes it's hard because I'm like, okay, Danny, go out because we need some content.
Usually I do something stupid. I go, like, I say something that, like, I shouldn't have, like, it was just too much, like, the guy took it the wrong way, whatever, then he thinks I'm obsessed with him, then we write a song about it.
And so she'll be like, you know, Jamie, I'm embarrassed. I'm like, stop. Like, that's so stupid. Let's write. And so we'll write a song about it.
Yes.
And that's, and we always like to post it immediately after so that they can see it and know that we are not affected.
They're inspired by, real experiences. And lately they've been pretty specific because, again, we're really petty.
We have had people unfollow because it was so specific.
Yeah, we did have a guy once that.
Coward.
Yeah, so we...
You're a coward. That song
is about a coward because there's this guy that, completely ghosted me, which was fine, you know, back in the day. It's 2019. And so I walked up to him. I saw him at a place and I was like, I just want you to know you're a coward. And so I said that straight up to him. And then I come home and I tell Jamie, I'm like, Jamie, I explained the whole story. And then she's like, okay, let's write a song about it. And it's called You're a Coward. So he wrote it, posted it, and then he unfollowed us the next day. Because, of course, we were looking to see if he saw it.
Oh, yeah.
So we're a little extra on that.
But it's so fun.
It is.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being petty. Especially if it makes you guys money.
Hey, good point.
We're not there yet.
But mostly make money from it, maybe.
That's the goal.
Yes.
Isn't that the goal of everything, though? Is to be making that money?
Yeah, that's so true.
One day.
Yeah, one day we will.
So, with your guys' songs, are you guys signed to a label, or are you guys just releasing everything independently to Spotify and iTunes?
We're independent. Yeah, so everything is released just through us. We is just a distributing company that you put your stuff in and then it distributes it to all the platforms.
Okay, well, there goes my question. I had a question and it was one that I absolutely love to write. Was going to ask you, like, how does the label feel about you guys as swearing? Because you guys are not quite, but seeing as how you guys don't have a label.
Yeah, so. That's why. Maybe they don't like it. Yeah.
Well, we're like, we don't want to have to. We thought about that. We're like, we need to do everything that we want
now
before we're signed.
Then they could say, don't do that. But if we were to do it, then they can't really say no.
That's now we can be like, well, that's what they like.
Yeah. So we just got to make sure they like it.
I know.
The two songs that I'm using, Everybody Cries at Night.
Yes.
And Red Flags. Both great songs. I love them to death.
Thank you so much.
In Everybody Cries at Night, you said you don't know why everybody cries at night. Can I offer a theory?
Yes.
Because I was thinking about this. Ironically, I was actually in the shower when I was thinking it. As, you know, all my great thoughts.
The shower thoughts are always the best.
It's just everybody, you know, a lot of people feel safer when they're by themselves. And when are they by themselves?
At night. That is so true. I definitely think you're right about that. I think it's just when writing that song, we both were having a really bad day and we couldn't wait to the nighttime.
So that was definitely.
We were like, why do we have to wait? Like, I need to cry right now. But we're sensitive, so we cry a lot.
Also, it is like, I feel like, because sometimes I can't control my moods when I'm, like, if Danny gets under my skin or something. And we
really
in public.
You really blame me for that.
No, it is. And we'll be in public. And so, and I'll snap right there. And she's like, can you not do this in a public place? And I'm like, well, you just made me mad. No, I'm not. So it's also like that is like where you can't wait to for an appropriate time to
be upset or feel your feelings. Like, so yeah, that's why it's like, I think we're like, we want to go against it where it's like, what if like, you know, you need to cry, you need to let it out now. Cause that's what I think I used to do and still try to do, but I went through a phase where I really kind of keep my tears back, but you know, where you want to be seen as put together and, you know, not like this crazy emotional person, but
I've just accepted them.
Like, then I realized I was like, I keep doing this. I need to cry right now. I'm upset. It's hard to not react. And I think, you know, after writing that song, I feel like though I almost took it too literally, because then I feel like there was places where someone really makes me upset and I would literally just cry right then. And I realize now that I don't like that feeling either. So I was embarrassed.
Yep.
That's it.
Just crazy.
Just as long as you guys aren't throwing lamps at each other, we're good.
Yeah, that was the one I said I was going to throw a lamp.
Oh, you're right. You're right. That one, that was.
She was so moody for like, it was so depressing.
Well, I actually was upset about a situation that we've been writing about. Like this person was making me upset, embarrassed me.
We wrote a song and I was like, hey, now you got to get over it.
And I was like, I'm still not over it. We needed to write like 10 more songs.
Which we did.
Quantity over quality.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's flip back a little bit here. When you guys were growing up, when you guys were kids, you know, in school, did you guys take like band class or anything like that that was like that helped you guys to get to where you are? Or did you guys just
no, we didn't take any
piano lessons.
We did take piano lessons as
before school when we were in.
I learned how to play.
That's where we got the.
What is it? The Jolly Old Saint Nicholas.
We learned like see.
Oh yeah, we did get it.
Still do that.
Yeah. Yeah, remember like playing like little like with your one finger.
So that. Yeah. And then,
yeah, like I guess that would start it, but it
for the most part, we're self-taught.
Yeah,
I cannot read music.
Yeah, we're not.
I wish
not
I there. Could, but
maybe at Chapman though we have been considering maybe minoring in. Music business or something.
So we learned the business side of it.
Yeah, but we, you know, no, we've it's all self-taught.
Everything.
Yeah.
We just
like
learned.
A shame.
I learned from watching Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And it's just,
yeah.
I wrote that in my college essay that I printed out Taylor Swift chord sheets, and that's how I taught myself guitar. And it's true. That is really how.
Yeah. Seriously.
Better than me. I can't play anything.
Oh, you gotta just go. You go on YouTube. You can type in how to play a song, and they'll teach you.
Go to Google Images, and they'll show you how to do the chords. Like it'll give you a chord chart. Super easy.
Yeah.
I'm so exposing that my talent. Because I'm not talented.
You're like, no, we learn it through that.
So you guys didn't? Did you guys play like any sports or dance, cheer, anything when you guys were in school, or was it just straight school?
Yes. No, we did. We both did cheer. I mean, as like little kids, I did a little like baseball, soccer, all of them.
Yeah.
Wait, basketball.
I was always, my parents would make me join.
Yeah.
They have a rule, no quitting if you don't like it. You have to stick it out the season. I was really bad at that. I was like, I want to play guitar. I don't want to go to the basketball game.
Yes.
But you know what? It made me.
I enjoyed it.
She was more of like the sporty kid.
I was more of that, but. Cheer for through middle school and high school for me, and same for you.
Yes, well, halfway. Some of it I got kicked off.
Yeah, kicked off. She came, but you know, typical high school girl gets in a fight, right? Strong thing. I don't know.
I didn't get in a fight. That sounds like I got in a physical.
Oh, no, not like that. Like I worded that wrong.
Petty. Fight.
She was petty.
I was petty. Oh, shocker.
Exactly. And you technically didn't get kicked off. They kind of gave you the opportunity to be like, if you want to get off.
It sounds cooler kicked off, I think.
Yeah, it's true. I'm
going to stick
just
with that
a little.
One. Yeah.
We'll stick with that one. At what point were you guys like, okay, we spend all of our time together as it is. Why don't we just, we both want to play this music. We both want to sing. So at what point were you guys like, we'll just stay together for the rest of our lives and and form this band?
That was 2014, I believe, right?
Yeah.
2014 is when we became a band.
Well, because we had Songwrite Alone, and then we wrote a song to our brother called Dear Chris, and we wrote that one together, and then we're like, oh, well,
like, this is so cool. There's something magical writing together.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was more fun.
It was a way different experience that we enjoyed so much more. And I get why people collaborate, because it's so fun when you have two different minds coming up with something, you know? And ever since then, we realized how much we loved it together.
God, we're actually better together.
Fun. Yeah, like, why do it alone when we have fun together? It's better to have someone with you and putting your ideas together.
Yeah, so
ever since then,
we wrote Dear Chris, and then we stuck together.
Yeah. She has played, though, a couple of shows by herself in between those. Before,
when she was in high school still, it was a little bit harder to, like, she was so busy with cheer and school, and it was probably a little harder to.
I don't think I like fully processed that, the, like, idea that, like, oh, you do perform in order to make your dreams come true.
I was like, I'm older, I need to make my dreams come true. So I would perform by myself.
And then 2017, we went through a little rough patch, and then you played a show by yourself. Remember? Yeah. But I came and supported you. Yeah. I was there.
That was weird, because it was like, it's just, I don't like being on stage by myself. I like having her, because then if something bad happens,
I have played a show by myself. At the Kaleidoscope.
Because we got in a fight before.
Yes, yes. See, our fights used to be really bad. We were super...
Well, we were immature back then.
Yeah, and that was high school girl drama, you know, with each other, not with other people. I mean, we were the girl drama.
But then,
so 2014 we started. But
once
she
graduated from high school, we moved to Nashville, everything was, you know...
Yeah, it was like, this is like, it was like solidified. We know what we were doing together.
You guys mentioned Taylor Swift, so we know that you guys enjoy Taylor Swift. Admittedly, I did too when she first came out. She's thinking about it, you know, you guys do have a little bit of that Taylor Swift sound. But at the same time, and I mentioned this in one of the posts too, you guys remind me and my girlfriend of kind of like that 80s solo girl ish music.
Remember you said that. Remember when you said that.
Yeah, it was Belinda Carlisle and Tiffany. You guys kind of had that sound to it, and it was just like, I loved it. But who?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who were some of the other people that you guys did look up to as musicians or singers that kind of drove you guys to where you are and where you guys want to go?
It's definitely changed throughout. Not changed, but I would say we progressed with them. Because remember, at first, then for a little was Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, now we're...
We're inspired by Julia Michaels.
Julia Michaels right now is one that we're super inspired by. And Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa we're super inspired by, too.
I feel like a mix of them, too, would be, like, the sound we're aiming for.
Yeah. But Taylor Swift has always been consistent in who we've been inspired by. But throughout time, like, we definitely, you know, honed in on, like, specific sounds of different artists.
Yeah.
Definitely it'd be Julia Michaels.
Julia Michaels, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's so, like, honest in her lyrics. I love it. But it's, like, she's also kind of funny in it. So
yeah.
Try to channel that in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, like, when it comes to real songs and, you know, real emotion.
Yeah.
That's when you guys, because you guys started following me on Instagram first. And I was just like, I've never heard of these girls. And then we started, you know, I started seeing more of your songs, your little clips that you guys would put out. And I'd start listening and I'm like, they're real. Like, this is real. This is real shit that they're talking about.
Thank you.
And I was just, I was like, I love it.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then, I downloaded 3 songs onto my playlist on Spotify.
Thank you so much. That's so nice.
You're welcome. Which was Red Flags, Everybody Cries at Night, and Bleach.
Thank you so much.
And I played them for my girlfriend, Sam, and she's like, at first she was like, and then she was like, I love these. And she kept playing them on loop.
Wow, thank you. That is so amazing. So thank you so much. Wow. Yeah.
I would have never seen that. That's amazing.
Wow.
You know, getting you guys on here to talk about stuff like the songs and where they come from and the reactions that you guys get. Because, you know, as you mentioned earlier with, I think it was Coward.
Yes.
You know, you are going to get that negative shit. And, oh. And then you're going to get the really positive stuff, which is all from me because...
Thank you so much.
I couldn't hate anything you guys do unless it's directly about me. So don't do anything directly for me.
We promise. That's a serious promise.
It is. And that's why I wanted to get you guys on, was so that we can sit there and talk about your music and you guys and how you guys do all that, because it is real. And I find that, yeah, there might be some in today's day and age where it is real, but not enough of it, you know, and where people can really relate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and with red flags is a huge one because everybody's got them.
Yeah, it's so true.
You know, so it's just a matter of trying to spot them.
Yeah, that's
so true. Yeah, and to not ignore them when you do spot them.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, it's still hot in here. Holy shit.
And thunder, isn't that like tornado weather?
Yeah, I know. That's terrifying.
We actually have had tornadoes touch down here in the past.
Oh, gosh. That's so terrifying.
That's crazy. Oh, gosh.
I can't do tornadoes.
There's one, and I went back home. Literally the week after.
Tornadoes are so scary.
I moved here a year or two after one touchdown in the city. Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I really cannot do tornadoes. That's so scary.
Yeah. And just when you guys do come to Canada, go somewhere where they don't have them.
Yeah. Like BC. we definitely will look that up because I can't do tornadoes.
Yeah. And they hit whenever they want. So you know, we talked about, you know, in school with the band and the cheer, what else did you guys want to do? Because obviously not everybody right away is like, I want to be a famous singer. So
we actually were those kids.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, so funny enough, we really were. I don't remember never not wanting
that was
dream. Like elementary school. When you realized, like when we were old enough to realize that
we never said we wanted a different job. It was always that. People thought we were crazy. They still do. But that was always, yeah, we were
no backup kids. Plan here. Nope. There's only been one.
Yeah.
I love it.
We're like, yeah. No, we don't want, we literally will not be happy with the other job. We're so dramatic.
True. So we can't do it if we're not.
So that was always the plan. We made a deal with our dad that will, he does not, like, he's very, I'm like, you need a different plan. Like, you need a realistic career. He always was like, please just go to college and finish college. So
we said we will.
We made that
deal.
We're
still going to be,
but we're like, we're not going to
musicians.
Yeah. He still like thinks like, you're going to go be a teacher. I don't think, Dad, when are you going to believe that?
We're not stopping with this dream. We're
like, I promise I'll still graduate, but you have to like get on board eventually.
Yeah.
He like secretly believes.
Parents.
I think.
Yeah. He secretly believes in us. I think. Yeah. We don't know.
Sometimes we'll pick up. Wait. That sounded a little supportive.
Then a little.
But you can't call him out for it because then he'll be like, no.
Yeah.
We just can't call our parents out for anything because we're not allowed to.
So true.
Who got into trouble the most as a kid?
Look at me. Her. Jamie got in the most trouble. Like, real trouble.
Thanks.
Like, trauma-worthy trouble.
I probably growing up, I had a little harder time.
Way to make it sound
listening to things I don't want to, like, if I don't want to do, I would have a hard time.
Okay, so basically, you were a troublemaker. She was, like, an actual troublemaker.
No, I wasn't. You're making me sound terrible.
No, but now you're not. But you were. She was... Maker, like, It's Jamie. To put it nicely. No, we don't.
Red flag. Red during my troubled years, you know?
That's true. she's gotten the most trouble. Hands down.
But now I'm a super calm person. Like,
no, now she's not a troublemaker. I'm like, now she like stays a cat in lady. Just stays in every single day.
I love it. It's so fun.
So, yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a troublemaker as long as you grow out of it. Because I was the same way.
I love it.
So, with you guys, who's the leader of the band? And who is the bad influence?
I'm the leader. So, see, I was a troublemaker bit now.
Now, she's definitely the leader because she's more responsible now.
Yeah.
The bad influence?
That's Dan.
That'd be me. Now. But it's weird.
I'm so tired. Don't you want to sleep in? Don't you want to go get food instead?
Yeah, so I'm definitely the bad influence now, but, like, just bad influence in the sense of, like,
being lazy.
Yeah.
She's so mad.
Or, like, sometimes going out, I guess, like, in the sense of, like... Oh, going out, yeah.
See, now she's a troublemaker.
Yeah, like, I feel like I, like, you know, I'll be like, but come on, we gotta get some songwriting content. Let's go. And then she's like, no, we're staying in. We have this, right now, we have to do this, this, and this. So, she's definitely, like, the to-do list type of person. Makes sure that she tells me everything that we have to do that day. Yeah. So that's the only reason why she's the leader. Songwriting wise, it's equal.
Oh no, songwriting's equal. I'm talking about business, like the leader.
Yeah. Like responding sure, to the emails, like I'm next to her, but she's the one typing it most of the time.
Or I type in, then I confirm with you.
Yeah, and same with captions. Yeah, captions, okay. She's the leader. I'll let you.
Thank you. You have to give something to me. Come on.
Yeah.
I like have to, you know. Otherwise, it would be just for what, so I can go.
Yeah.
Are you? I can't my desk.
Well, because it punked up tape.
I know.
Oh, is that why it's there?
Is there a little bit of paint chipping?
Yes, and there was
ruining my stuff.
There was tape, and I was peeling it off, not realizing. No, stop. What are you doing? I'm gonna do it because it's coming off right here.
I don't want to do that. She's literally cutting my desk.
No, it's just There's just something broken right here. I just gotta. Sorry, don't mind me. I'm just gonna fix this real quick. There. Yeah. Come. Sorry, I was distracted. My hands were just like picking at it, not realizing it.
There's that ADHD kicking in.
Literally, that's why I didn't even realize peeling it all off, and then I was like, "Oops!" Her paint on her desk.
So, I think I'm gonna end this with one last question because we've been going for almost an hour.
Oh wow, we can talk.
Yeah. Well. It's been about 52 minutes for the show.
Okay.
All right. I got two questions. Which has been your guys' favorite song that you guys have written and released?
Okay, so if it's...
Like, if it has to be released, like...
Like, our favorites out of the ones we released, or both separate questions, like...
Let's go separate questions.
Okay. So because like our favorite song, I feel, would be different.
Then. Yeah. So Red Flags is my favorite we've released.
Yeah. Same.
In general, written
favorite song written. Well, it's interesting because it does switch over time. I feel like it really depends on what.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say right now, my personal favorite song we've written right now. Again, it changes over time, but. Which is weird that we haven't released it yet, but would be our song, we kind of have two names for it. It's either Small Dose or I Wish This Wasn't How It Would Go.
Yeah, like that's what I was thinking too, yeah.
If we have it on Instagram, like a couple clips of it, and it's on YouTube, I think.
The performance of this too, probably, right? Or do we not do that?
No, we haven't done
that. Oh. We played it at Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I like that one. That one's like about just basically how
we're the worst. It sums us up really well.
As in just like our, same. As in relationships, I guess I should say. Like as in just how we're just so, like, you know, like the first line of like, told him I'll text him tomorrow.
That was going to literally, bed. That happened.
And then it's like, but we both know that tomorrow I'll just forget what I said. So.
Yeah. And it's like, and I made plans for this Tuesday. Remember, you know that song, don't you? I think you commented on that one. I made plans for this Tuesday. But
I just won't follow up.
Because you guys just released that on Instagram the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, or this last week, I think we might
Yeah, we did a clip of it.
Yeah.
So that
there's actually two clips of it, because then a different time, but we shouldn't really acknowledge that they're the same song, I don't think.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, that one, I feel like...
That one's my favorite.
I feel like it's so fun playing it, too. And it was, when we, I feel like when we wrote it, it was fun, too, because it just was, came so easily, because it's just us being the worst.
Yeah, like, I feel like that's, like, it's so
it's
honest.
Like, highlighting all of our terrible qualities of us in a relationship.
Yeah, so I feel like that one's my favorite, just because it kind of...
it makes it, like, fun.
It doesn't go out of season for us, because it's pretty accurate all the time, rather than, like, if it's...
But it's also, song. Like, seen in a fun way, like, not a sad way.
No, exactly. I feel like that's why, like, kind of, whenever I'm, like... hard on myself, I feel like, about, like, oh, why did I do this, or why am I like this, then I play that song, and then I'm like, oh, wait, just kidding, this is like, how I am.
That's my brand.
So I think that's why, that's definitely my favorite song, the one we ran. Yes.
So, on that, how different are you guys when it comes to the to dating, like?
I think of your boyfriends, ex-boyfriends. well, we're different, because, I mean, well, I've actually never actually been in a serious relationship because, again, I'm the worst. I can't, no, I've never been, like, I don't know, never been serious enough, I guess. Well, they've never, it's either I don't want to be serious with them and they do, or vice versa.
Yeah.
I want to be serious with them and they don't, you know, so I just haven't found someone that, but, so for me, mine's more like dating, as in the guys, I get really good content.
Yeah, she goes for, like, guys. The guy that is for sure going to be the not good.
And yeah, like, he's the worst guy. Like, literally, just does not a nice guy. But, so that could, like, I'll get good content, as in, like, you, with your relationships, ex-relationships. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no. One is, Red Flags, that was about a relationship that was, like, 2 years, and that one was, yeah, pretty traumatizing for Danny.
Yeah, I that really one lost just, her as a sister during that
one. That one was probably more, yeah. But,
he's not good.
Not a good guy. No. And then,
but then your then most recent relationship.
That one is, I probably started becoming more of the worst. It was like I was so probably drained from that one long relationship that I just, like, guy. It made me, like, not, like, the next guy was, like, probably so, like, perfect on paper. And I just totally broke his heart. That was kind of mean.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like, I think she was still,
I think I was just so, like,
it's from your reaction, of, like, from, you know, the past relationship.
Yeah. Where I just, like,
you just couldn't do it.
It was also, like, maybe I was used to, like, the bad, like, the, like,
treating you bad.
That I almost was,
when, like, the good guy
weird, like,
yeah. So I guess, like, we're different, but we're also the same. I guess, like, different in the sense of, like, based off but now experiences, we're both, like, but we handle them the same.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah. I mean, I might be a little nicer than you are now. I'm just saying, because she's, like, a little more, like, reserved. Like, Jamie's more, like, you know, the cat lady, like, goes and, like, no, I need my space. I need to go in my room. You know, like, that type of person.
Yeah, I have asked a lot of people for space.
Yeah, so, like, I feel like that's where we're different. I feel like I would be a little...
Yeah, because sometimes you're like, Jimmy, that's rude. You can't do that.
Yeah, I feel like it would be a little nicer than her.
Well, I'm just honest.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Jamie's the type, she's just going to be like, I'm going to grab my bottle of wine and go away from you.
Exactly. That's absolutely spot on. Yes.
One of my exes, when I asked for space, he dropped off a bottle of wine. And I was like, this is not giving me space. But then I remember my friend called me out, and he was like, but did you drink the wine? I was like, yeah.
Exactly. So Jamie's, like, the worst, but
I'm also the worst. I
like,
drink
I'm, like,
the wine.
Second worst under you. Yeah. That. Like, I'm not, like, that horrible. But
then you get my influence. I'm like, no, Danny, don't. You don't want to hang out with
me. Yeah, that's the problem. She's a bad influence on me in that case.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have a good heart.
Yeah. She's just more reserved, that's all.
Yeah, that's... I mean, when it comes to relationships, for the first little bit, you should be. You shouldn't just put all your cards out on the table.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's something I have a hard time with.
Yeah. I'll train you.
Yeah. I'm like, we got good content. If I wasn't upset about any of these guys, we wouldn't write about them.
That's true. And I just, like, upset because I get mad that she lets herself get that way.
Yeah. With,
like, where she, and so I'm, like, mad that someone made her feel that way. So I take on that pain, and then there comes the song.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm good here.
Oh, thank you.
I think we're going to end this.
That was so fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us on this.
Not a problem. So I do want to thank Jamie and Danny. I went the other way. for coming on from the band Chris. Your social medias.
At the band Chris. Everything is at the band Chris. Yeah. With a K though. K-R-I-S.
Yeah. And I will be including that in the description of the show.
Thank you
so much. So I always, it's one thing I always do. Is I will always include it. So yeah, thank you guys for coming on. And
thank you.
You're more than welcome. And I can't wait for you guys to actually come up to Canada and do shows.
We will reach out when we're out in Canada.
I opened credit cards for Southwest. So maybe we'll earn enough miles so we can get some free flights.
Yeah. Maybe. But that's a good idea. We definitely will. So we'll reach out to you when we're out in Canada.
Yes.
Definitely. If we're ever in California, let you guys know.
Yes, please do.
Yes. It's beautiful weather here.
Yeah.
Because I feel a friendship.
Yes, absolutely.
This was so fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rob. Like, this was awesome.
Hey, it was awesome for me too, you know. So I mean,
tell your girlfriend that we send her love and
appreciation too.
Like listening to our songs. That's so nice. Wow. Thank you. And give her a hug.
I will give her a big ass hug for you.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that, Danny?
You guys hug each other as if it's us giving hugs. So we hug both of you.
We will.
Awesome.
But yeah, I mean, you guys have my contact info. Anytime you guys want to reach out and just say hi and check in, more than welcome.
We definitely will. Thank you so much.
You guys have my Facebook, my Instagram, my email, my phone number.
Oh, awesome. So we'll reach out. Definitely.
Yes.
And I will check in with you guys.
Awesome.
I do know what it's like to fight with depression as well. So.
Oh, wow. Well, then we both will keep each other, you know, in reaching out to each other.
Always just,
reach out. Yeah, please. Especially if you're ever going to somebody, reach out.
We know depression.
Yeah, we're very familiar with it. So please, anytime if you're going through anything, please reach out.
You're going to make me cry.
No, I'm serious.
No, really.
Seriously, because I really... The depression's real, you know, so.
I still get, I'm on antidepressants.
Yeah, seriously. So. Sometimes I'm convincing you of my dose. So please, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We wouldn't, we're familiar with it.
Cup of tea. Yeah.
So thank you again, you guys. I absolutely love you guys for coming on, talking with me and spending time and being as awesome as you guys are on social media, because you guys respond to like everybody.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, we feel the exact same way about you. I mean, the fact that you invited us to be on the podcast.
I know, this is so cool.
We felt very, very honored to, because, you know, we've never been on a podcast.
Yeah, like we told our whole family. We're
so excited. Yeah, so our whole family knows about this. So we're so excited, and we appreciate it so much. Seriously, thank you so much.
Yeah, this is super, super cool. We're really excited about this, and it was just as cool as we imagined.
Yeah, no, even cooler. so thank you so much.
It'll be cooler when we can do this in person.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
If we can do this in person.
Yes. That's
that would be really cool.
Our Canadian government's a little foobard right now with COVID and shit. So
I get it.
Hopefully soon.
That's the goal to
one day.
yeah, eventually. So once it is, exactly.
Exactly. So thank you again, you guys. And I will talk to you guys on Facebook and Instagram, and I will shoot you guys links to the show when I'm done editing. And when I do post it, might go up tomorrow, I'm hoping. Editing-wise is just a pain in the ass.
Oh, I can't imagine. Well, no rush.
Whenever it comes, we'll be so excited.
Yeah. It's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna be excited then to
get the link.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
More than welcome.
We're so excited. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yes, happy Friday. I didn't even think that it was Friday. I was like, what day is it today?
It's Friday. That's what we're excited. We're gonna I don't even know what we're doing, but we're going to hang out here with our cats.
Yes.
Actually, and wine.
Yes. Oh, of course. I'll put stuff right after this.
Yeah. listen up to happy hour.
Right? Yeah, yeah, we'll probably have happy hour.
Well, it's Friday. It's like happy hour.
We're going to celebrate this good podcast. That's why. Exactly. We'll definitely be pouring a wine for you.
Definitely. Please. Yes.
We'll put it on our story. We'll say this is, that's what we'll do. You'll see it on our story. We'll tag you. We'll say this is
a
celebrating podcast.
Awesome. Thank you so much, you guys. Of course. And yeah, I've got to find a good video editing so that I can get that first little bit. And I'll throw that up as soon as I can. So
awesome. Thank you so much.
And I will take you guys in that as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day. And then I hope you have a good rest of your day. And then
we'll talk to you. Yeah,
we'll talk to you on social media right after this.
Yes, definitely.
Yay.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Justin with JR Entertainment here. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I thoroughly enjoyed it. If you did, please leave a 5-star rating on whichever platform you listen to your podcasts on. It really does help me. It helps to show me that you guys are enjoying them. And also, if you can, give me a follow on Twitter at JRE780 to give me some ideas on movies, TV shows that you guys would like me to discuss with future guests, or also to see if I can try and get a guest that you guys suggest. You can do that on my Twitter, and also follow me on Instagram, which is at JREntertainment780. All right, guys, thank you, and I hope you really did enjoy today's episode. I'll see you guys in the next one. Everybody waits to cry and change my